AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. There is a warning in Ukraine for people to expect more attacks from Russia over the next few days. Monday is Victory Day in Russia, celebrating the victory over Germany in World War II. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says this Victory Day will be different.
President Putin has certainly projected his desire to mark that day as a day where he is victorious over Ukraine. Of course, he's not. While he expected to be marching through the streets of Kyiv, that's obviously not what is going to happen.
An official says the U.S. shared intelligence with Ukraine about the location of the Russian missile cruiser Moskva before the strike that sank the warship. At the Pentagon, spokesman John Kirby downplayed a direct role.
They get intelligence from other nations as well. And they have a pretty robust intelligence collection capability of their own. I mean, they've been fighting this war against Russia for 8 years.
The UN Security Council unanimously adopted its first statement since the Russian military action started, expressing strong support for Secretary General Antonio Guterres' efforts to find a peaceful solution to the dispute. Stocks are lower at the close despite a strong report on jobs from the Labor Department. 428,000 jobs were added last month. A judge in Georgia says Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger will have the final say, but found Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene is qualified to run for re-election. There was a challenge saying Greene was involved in the Capitol riot. She testified last month.
I only knew what I was told. I'd heard a gunshot. We all heard it. And we were so confused. We thought Antifa was breaking in or BLM.
A powerful explosion at a hotel in Havana, Cuba killed at least 8 people. Isaiah Lee, the man charged in the attack on Dave Chappelle during a performance at the Hollywood Bowl, pleaded not guilty to 4 misdemeanors. This is AP News. Hungary's prime minister says he would not support more Russian sanctions if it includes a ban on Russian oil.
Speaking on state radio, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban said an EU embargo on Russian oil would be like dropping an atomic bomb on Hungary's economy. The nationalist prime minister said the country's geography and existing energy infrastructure make a shutdown of Russian oil unfeasible. Hungary's government has firmly opposed EU plans to include a ban on Russian energy exports, as 85% of Hungary's gas and more than 60% of its oil comes from Russia. I'm Karen Chamas.
Olivia and Liam top the Social Security Administration's list of most common baby names. The data is based on applications for Social Security cards. Liam has reigned supreme 5 years in a row, while Olivia unseated Emma as the top name for the past 3 years. Behind Liam are Noah, Oliver, Elijah, and James. For girls, after Olivia, it's Emma, Charlotte, Amelia, and Ava. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.